Caught in the Light by Robert Goddard. Read by Michael Kitchen. Part 1. Composition. Chapter 1. I was in Vienna to take photographs. Oh, that was generally the reason I was anywhere then. Photographs were more than my livelihood. They were part of my life. The way light fell on a surface never failed to tug at my imagination. The way one picture, a single snapshot, could capture the essence of a time and place, a city, a war, a human being, was embedded in my consciousness. One day, one second, I might close the shutter on the perfect photograph. There was always the chance, so long as there was film in my camera. Finish one, load another, and keep looking, with eyes wide open. That was my code, had been for a long time. I'd come close once in Kuwait at the end of the Gulf War, when some weird aptness in the knotted shape of a smoke plume from a burning oil well made my picture the one newspapers and magazines all over the world suddenly wanted. Brief glory from an even briefer moment. Just luck, really. But they say you make your own, the bad as well as the good. I went freelance after the Gulf, which should have been a clever move and would probably have worked out that way, but for life beyond the lens taking a few wrong turnings. The mid-90s weren't quite the string of triumphs I'd foreseen when my defining image of the Gulf madness made it to the cover of Time magazine. That's why I was in Vienna rather than in Bosnia or Zaire or anywhere even faintly newsworthy. But still, I was taking photographs, and I was being paid to do it. Didn't sound bad to me. The assignment was actually a piece of happenstance. I'd done the London shots for a glossy coffee-table picture book. Four cities in four seasons, London.